Try the salami, Tommy. Give it to Gravy Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Try a tomato. And so and so and so and so. All about everybody eats coming to my house. And now they've thrown me out of the house.
They've thrown you out?
No. I just... You have to fix this up and just go after it.
I agree with that completely.
Do you? Well,
yes.
Now we've agreed on a lot of things for a lot of years, right?
Well, exactly. Mostly when it comes to chocolate malts, we've always agreed that that is America's finest food. But that's another show.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So I want to introduce our panel here. This, if you've just tuned in, is the Walt Bodine Show, and this is the Food Critics Panel. I think it's our last show of the year 2011, I believe.
I'm not going to accept that 2012 is coming. I just can't.
I know.
It's the end of the world, you know.
I know. Well, you know, Christine is part Mayan.
I see. Yes. Mayan.
So let me introduce my charming panelists here. There's Christmas Cheer Basuka, Merry Little Christmas Block, and Gloria in the Highest Gale, all here.
Oh, Charles.
Yes.
That was so clever.
Yes, I know. And I missed my chance at Hallmark, but I'm never going to give up. And I'm, of course, Ebenezer Scrooge Ferruza with the pitch. And we are here on the last Walt Bodine Restaurant Critics Show of 2011 to talk about all kinds of things today. And I'm going to let our critics actually introduce themselves and their venues going around the table and talk about what is new and exciting. What is our topic, by the way, that we're going to open the phone lines for at the 30-minute mark?
Best meal or best dish ever of 2011.
Wow, that's a tough call, I think.
I know.
Especially if
you
eat out a lot.
Yeah, and have no memory. That's the hard part.
Yes, well, you know, I'm sure that somebody is going to call and talk about the best thing they had at the Golden Corral.
Right.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, you too.
I hope so.
I missed that meal. So, anyway, let's start with you, Christine. Christmas Cheer Basuka.
Thank you. I am Chris Basuka. I write for Ingram's Magazine. And the last few weeks have been kind of interesting to me because I think I have practically only been to places that I already know and like. So that has, and I don't think I'm going to go through those, except I did go to Zocalo on the Plaza.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, is it Zocalo or Zocalo?
I don't know. Until you guys said that, I was really fine with how I just said that. It's got
someone
the
will call in and
over
tell
the O's.
It
right?
does. So
yeah.
that would be Zocalo.
I think. But who knows? And someone can perhaps call us. Perhaps somebody who's eaten the whole meal there instead of just grazed at the bar for a while.
I've eaten a whole meal there. Several,
and, yes, have I.
Oh,
yes.
Good. And what did you guys think?
It has potential.
They have a really good margarita. I can't tell you that.
Which one? Did you have the prickly pear or the blood orange?
No, we just had the straight one with the... with Grand Marnier and, you know, that kind of stuff in it.
Okay.
It's very good. I can only ever drink one of those before I get violently ill, though. So not because of Zocalo, just because tequila is not my friend.
I know.
But one of the places I did go recently was called the Larkspur Bistro and Bar.
Where is that?
It's in Wichita.
Wait a minute. I was going to write that down, and suddenly my pen just stopped.
Well, we were on our way back from Greensburg, and so we ate there, and it was a really good place down in the old area. And if you're from Wichita or go through there, their downtown area, their old Wichita area, is really, really fun. I did go back to Graham and Dunn, which is I've been to before and briefly mentioned it.
Now, that's in the old – is that 600 Ward Park? No, it's
– It is exactly 600 Ward Parkway.
Okay.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Where Baja 600 was.
Right.
And I love what they've done to that place
in terms of
decor. It's absolutely gorgeous. And
if you had described the decor in one sentence, how would you describe it?
One sentence?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Charming, warm, accessible, cold.
Trendy, noisy, and fun.
Okay. That's it.
But the colors are for being neutral. It's pretty warm.
They did a nice job with the colors.
They
did. And the bar area, which I did not eat in this time, Charles, but it's just a very cool place.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It's just very neat. It is.
Is it architecturally? Is it sort of the same setup as the old Parkway 600, or is it completely different?
Oh, totally different. Yeah. Totally different. The bars. I mean, everything. You would not even know. that something had been there before. That was sort of my feeling about it. And it's just a very neat place. Not a place to go necessarily if you want to have a serious or in-depth or even heard conversation with more than one person. But very, very fun place. And I took, I think it was your advice, I took the advice of my cohorts here, and we had, I had the Brussels sprout salad, which was so many Brussels sprouts, I thought I was going to turn into one, but it was extremely good. The other thing I really like there are those shishito peppers, because the coating is so light. Huh. It's such a great coating. So definitely, I do recommend that place, and certainly during the Christmas season, it's very, very fun. And I will tell you, Charles, just because I know you like to hear these tidbits, not only did we open, but we closed a place a couple weeks ago at a happy hour, which seemed to go on and on and on at Le Fou Frog, which was extremely good, their happy hour. So,
well, it's always festive at Le Fou Frog.
Yes.
So, merry, merry, merry holiday to Mary, Mary Block. And what do you have on your agenda there?
Okay. As you just said, I'm Mary Block. I have the blog roundtheblockkc.com, and I'm on Facebook, and I write for the Restaurant Guide for Kansas City Star. I'll just follow up with what Chris said, because I also was at Graham & Dunn, and I agree it can be very loud. If you want a quiet, serious conversation, ask for the back room. It's beyond the bar, and it's much easier to converse there. But I enjoyed it, too. I had shrimp and grits. They've got a really nice jalapeno gravy that's not too spicy, but it's got a nice kick to it. I had a salad with seared tuna, too much dressing, but the dressing was good. I just would get it on the side next time.
Those are heretical words in Kansas City. In Kansas City, there's never too much dressing. No. There's usually never enough. You know that to be true.
I do. And I have learned mostly to ask for it on the side, but I didn't in this case. And they have a good steak salad. They have a little of everything. And they have chicken and waffles, which is all the rage now. And I have never understood the combination. But I tried.
Well, it's a combination of something that's light and sweet and greasy. And
Well, this was all those crispy things, but greasy. It was so – the chicken was so perfect, and it came with a homemade hot sauce. And I didn't order it, but I ate quite a bit of it. It was really good. And then I've had a couple of great meals lately at Extra Virgin, which is certainly not a new restaurant, but one of my favorites always. It's at 19th and Main. It's owned by Michael Smith, and it's his tapas restaurant next door to Michael Smith. He changes up the menu a lot, which I love. And you don't have to just have organs and sweetbreads and awful, as they say, O-F-F-A-L.
Have you ever had their pizza night?
In fact, we were there Monday night for pizza night. We just had – there were four of us. We had one pizza, but we had a lot of other things. And their happy hour has to be the best deal in town.
Yeah.
And it goes from 11:30 to 6. So if you go for lunch, most of the items are happy hour prices. But Monday night is also a half-price wine night.
Yes.
And that's a great deal because they have a fabulous wine list. So you can really try some – wines that you might not otherwise, if you're with my husband, get to try. So it was fun for me.
Hi, honey.
Yeah, exactly. They also had a tuna ceviche taco special, which was great. And then the other day when I was at the KU game, I stopped in at Esquina, which is Molly and Robert Krause's Mexican restaurant at 8th and Massachusetts. And it's like Spin in that you order at the counter and then they'll serve you. And I thought it was great. They have really good salsas, and it's complimentary. And they also have three sauces at the table, so you can add them to your tacos or enchiladas or whatever. Jerk.
Now, I found that place to be very, very noisy.
You know, we were there early, so I can't speak to that, but I could understand that it would be because it's narrow and high ceilings and a lot of hard surfaces. Right. But the El Jefe burrito, I was embarrassed because I was with three men and I got the biggest thing and they said, God, that is just huge. And then I proceeded to eat the whole thing. But it was really good.
Did they still have the corn on the cob on the menu?
They didn't. They also have chilaquiles, which are very good. They kind of gild the lily a bit because they put a cheese sauce over it as well. Yeah, that's very good.
Thank you, Mary. If you've just tuned in, this is the Walt Bodine Show on KCOR. My voice is getting deeper. I've been kind of fighting a bronchial thing, and I see that it's taking roost. This is the Restaurant Critics Panel of the Walt Burdine Show, and we have Miss Gloria to the highest gale. And I want to know where you have been.
Well, 15 of us, a small party, intimate, went to Cafe Trio. And
I heard it's beautifully decorated for the holidays, someone told me.
It is. It's so Hollywood there. And I love it. But we went upstairs into the – I didn't even know they had another inner sanctum that was upstairs. But anyway, they did a wonderful job. And I had a fabulous dish. The seafood lasagna was really quite good. Have you had it?
No, but I just made a seafood lasagna that was fabulous, too. I was so excited. It was so good.
Well, this was really good, and they were prompt, and it's hard to dish out for 15, but they did an admirable job, so I was really pleased. And they're fun. I just thought it was fun there. The other place I went was 715 in Lawrence on Mass.
715 Mass.
Mass. And it is expanding. As I understand it,
they're
going upstairs and out. So they'll have a balcony so you can open up the doors and eat and overlook busy men.
That's a fun place to go to brunch.
Yes. And they were crowded as always, and it was quite good. I had a shredded chicken salad that was very different. It looked like it was all dark meat, which was unusual because we just do the, you know, white meat. And I keep going back to Urban Table. Mary and I were discussing it earlier, and I went for dinner, but I prefer it for breakfast or lunch. I like the hustle bustle. I like the way it looks. And it was quite good. I also went to, I hope I get this right, Lakeside Tavern at Mission Farms.
I was underwhelmed.
Oh, it is so big.
It's not. Cavernous. It looks smaller than it was when it was the Cajun place, when it seemed like as big as a high school gymnasium.
Yeah, and after it was the Cajun place, it was the Mexican place.
Mexican
Los Cabos.
And I ate in the back room, which is actually carpeted, and I was glad because it absorbs some of the noise. But it's very, very busy. They've got a TV in every corner.
Well, that's the new tradition in America right now. You know?
Yeah.
And because people don't want to talk to each other.
They
want to
watch
TV.
TV.
Yeah.
Do we know who owns it? Do they own it?
Yeah, Avenue's Bistro.
Right.
Oh, that's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I forgot.
Yeah.
So I want to put out a phone number if you would like to call in and join this conversation and tell us about where you have been recently, maybe the new and exciting place that we don't know about. The telephone number here is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email at waltbodineshow@kcor.org, and we are starting to get phone calls. So where else have you been, Miss Gloria?
Well, I'm going to Faux Thai.
I've been there. I'll tell you, it's a very dramatic interior.
Right. But, oh, yes. I know. So, and that's about it.
Okay.
Dramatic prices, too, I understand.
Yeah.
I think we have the owner or one of the owners or someone connected with Zocalo. So let's find out what the correct pronunciation is. Are you with us?
I am. How are you this morning?
Good. And who is this?
My name is John Hildebrand. I'm the general manager, not the owner.
But, okay.
They are two wonderful gentlemen, by the way. So discussing this morning, and I appreciate you taking my call. Just wanted to clear up. We actually pronounce it Zocalo, although we maintain the true spelling, so the accent over the O. I think as everyone knows, Zocalo would be the square in Mexico City, the gathering place, but we do pronounce it Zocalo, and that's kind of maintained some differentiation between the many restaurants throughout the nation that are spelled and pronounced similarly.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Well, thank you all very much. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful day and happy holidays.
Great. Zocalo is the like the new and happening Mexican restaurant.
And it gets really busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When I wrote my review of it, which is actually in this week's pitch, the Country Club Plaza has always had some kind of Mexican restaurant. I mean, dating back all the way to the 40s. And when I moved to town, the hot Mexican restaurant there was Annie Santa Fe, which I thought was awful.
Yeah.
But you know, you're taking your life in your hands when you say that because people are so devoted to the memory of it.
Yeah.
All I remember is that, well, never mind. Okay. Let's go to, is it Greg?
Hello?
Hey, Greg, you're on the air with us?
Yeah, I was going to run quickly through three places. For breakfast on Saturdays, the Cook Shack at 89th and Warnell, which is awesome. For lunch, which most of lunch is Trio and Capini's at Westport Road and State Line, which are past wonderful and stupendous. And then the best meal of the year was the last seating on Bastille Day at Le Feu Frog.
Well, I think everyone in Kansas City goes to Le Feu Frog on Bastille Day.
Yep, and why not?
And why not, yes.
At the bar and a little absent from the bartender at the end. It was wonderful.
Hey, yeah, Greg, he's just an epicure.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you. And let's go to Don. Don from Overland Park.
Hi there.
What's up?
Say, I visited a couple new places for lunch recently that I thought the food was really great. So I thought I'd mention them, see if you've heard of them or been there.
Bring them on.
You should.
Yeah, bring them on.
One is the Conroy Public House. It's about a half a block east of Knoll on 95th Street on the south side where there used to be a pizza place.
Okay.
It's called Conroy Public House. It was really good. I visited there twice and had some good food. Another place I ate recently that's new is a Martin City Microbrewery. It's across the street from Jess and Jim's. Hmm. I don't think they have a microbrewery yet, but they sure have good food.
And they have the name. Yeah.
Yeah, and they have the name.
Okay.
Those are great.
Okay.
And the one is, did you say... The place at 95th...
Conroy Public House?
95th? Conroy Public House.
Is that where the Pizza Inn used to be?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gloria Gale loved that Pizza Inn. my heart broke when... Yeah, you know,
so. Yeah, they recently had, I thought it was kind of unusual, their special was split pea soup, but it was very excellent. Mm. And they have a shepherd's pie that's good and really... Some pretty good food.
Hey, those are excellent choices. Hey, thank you so much, Don. And now we're going to go to Kathy in, I think it's North Kansas City. And Kathy, you have to tell us about some chicken. Kathy?
Nope.
Did I lose Kathy? Kathy, you're going to have to call me back. I want to know about this chicken. How about Chris? You're in Overland Park, Kansas, correct?
Yes. And I want to recommend, it's been open about a year. The name is Great Days in downtown Overland Park.
Oh, that's the Great Day Cafe.
Great Day Cafe. Anyway, it is friendly. It is small. You can go there for lunch, and also they have. They are open 4 nights a week, and they have local entertainment there.
I know. I the last time I passed by, I didn't go in, but I saw. Someone with a beret playing a guitar, and that was enough to keep me out. So,
it's a very friendly place. They don't always play guitar music.
Oh, that's good.
In fact, if you go for lunch, one of the owners can play all kinds of instruments you belong to. Like a clarinet or a flute or, you know, and the music is good there.
Well, that's great. You know,
and I like especially their eggplant panini and also their pumpkin soup.
That sounds great.
You know, Chris, I thought you and I might go for disco night.
I'm with you. I have some high heels.
Listen, I cannot do an eggplant panini without disco music. So let's go to... is this Paula?
Yes.
Paula and Miriam?
Yes. I wanted to, you know, recommend that people cruise down Independence Avenue because there are a lot of great restaurants opening there. I want to recommend Mesob Pickles. It's Mesobpikliz, and its menu is Haitian and Ethiopian.
Where is that exactly on the avenue?
It's 3405 Independence Avenue.
3405.
Uh-huh, and they buy all local products. They buy their goat locally, and they have wonderful goat stew and Doro Watt and rice and beans and really nice salad. It's small, but the food is delicious.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm always excited to hear about new stuff on Independence Avenue. Have you been to the new Thai place? What is it called? Fa Wah, something like that?
No, I haven't been there.
That's a good place.
there's another Somali restaurant, Jubaland.
Yes, I've been to Jubaland.
Yeah. Jubaland has really good food, too. And it's, you know, you just order at a counter and sit down and watch soccer with Somali cab drivers. But the food is really, really good. So.
Listen, that's a wonderful suggestion. Thank you. You know, I've been looking for a place where I can sit down with a Somali cab driver for some time.
And watch soccer.
Yeah. Among other things. Yes. Let's go to Kathy in North Kansas City. Kathy?
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. What do you have to tell us?
Best restaurant meal I had this year, and I had it twice, was the buttermilk cider chicken at Thomas on 39th Street.
Oh, isn't that their signature dish?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's very
good. It's wonderful.
Yep, it is. I'm sort of salivating right this second.
I know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and you can't get it for lunch. It took me, I had to get there for dinner for it, because unfortunately it's not on their lunch menu.
Okay.
That's a suggestion.
Okay.
Hint, hint.
Yeah. And I also, the hanger steak was really good, too. That's one of the best steaks I've ever had out.
Great. Hey, thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
Great. And let's go to Paul in Lee's Summit. Paul?
Hi there. Well, kind of had to defend the guitar music at Great Day Cafe in downtown Overland Park. I've been there a few times when they had music, and they always do an exceptional job. It's not your typical coffee shop fare. But listening to that lady, I've been there probably a dozen times, and she talked about the pumpkin soup. It really is incredible, and now I'm going to have to go there for lunch just because I heard her say it. So now, I recommend it to everybody.
Now, do you have to wear a beret if you eat there?
If you want to play in a small cafe, I think it is a given.
Oh, I think so, too. I think if you even to eat in a small cafe, you really should wear a beret.
Right.
Gloria, may I borrow yours?
No.
The telephone number here is 816-235-2888. We are having too much fun here on the air. The last Walpo Dean Show restaurant critic version of 2011. We want to find out where your favorite meal of the year was at 816-235-2888. Let's see. We've had an email here. RJ in Shawnee writes, we went to Blanc Burgers and found the salty caramel milkshake sublime. And the burger was done just right. And he also says, Merry Christmas, Walt.
Thank you.
I know. I think so, too. Yes. Yeah. I'd like to celebrate Christmas with a nice salty caramel milkshake. That sounds good.
That sounds pretty good. We at Ingram's, we celebrated our annual luncheon, and we were at JJ's yesterday. And
how are they doing?
Well, I don't know, because we ate late, but I know that by the time we left, which was around 5:30, they were filling
5:30
up.
5:30 a.m.?
P.M. Okay. No, p.m., because we started, we went for lunch. But
sure you did.
But I do want to say, when we walked in and we heard the construction noise, and I thought, no. Inside, you really don't hear it. And
good.
I think that speaks to old construction. But they have such good food, and I do not want people to forget them there. They do have parking. It's easier to go there than lots of places on the plaza, I think. And the food is always, always good.
I want to say that, and we're going to get ready to go to break, but when we get back from break, I want to talk about if there are restaurants that you love here in Kansas City, this is the time, like JJ's, which has been a fixture for years. This is the time to go because it's a tough time for restaurants, and we could talk more about that after the break.
Okay.
Okay.
And we are back again with the Walpo Dean Show. The legendary Walpo Dean is with us, and as is the legendary Christine Basica, Mary Block, and Gloria to the Highest Gale. We are here to tell you about restaurants. We are going to do a...
Where's your legendary song?
My legend is so dim that I can't even see it. And I'm Charles Furza with The Pitch. I do want to say that we were talking at the break about places to go on Christmas Day, because that's a frequent question we get. And actually, I wrote a pretty big list this last week on The Pitch food blog, which is called Fat City at pitch.com. And, you know, tradition, I always thought it was a myth, at least in my own personal experience, that a lot of Chinese restaurants are open on Christmas Day, because that usually, you know, was the case historically, if anyone's seen that movie, The Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
And so I made a lot of phone calls, and believe it or not, lots and lots of local Chinese restaurants are open on Christmas Day, which you can find that list at pitch.com. But even Bo Ling's, which has always been closed on Christmas, as far as I can remember, Bo Ling's two locations, the Plaza location and the Metcalf location, will be serving dim sum on Christmas Day.
Really?
Yeah, which
that's cool.
I can't go there because I'm taking my two college-age goddaughters, and the minute they would see those chicken feet on a plate, that would be it. Yeah, that would be the you know, over. We are still taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. We're talking about your favorite meals of 2011. And Mary, if people want to find out about New Year's Eve places to go, where shall they go?
Well, they can go to OpenTable.com. There's a big list. The Star published a list last week, and so you could go to the FYI section. But a lot of the places do prefix. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go upscale like the American or North or Story, Trezzovino, Chaz. But Michael Smith, Extra Virgin has a tapas buffet, which would be very fun, I think.
You know how I feel about that word buffet.
I know.
This would be a different
buffet. This would be different. But you can also go to your – I would prefer to go to just my regular fun places that don't dress up for New Year's Eve, like a Princess Garden or Pizza Bella or a Thai place or something that's not – going to rush you out the door.
Well, as someone who worked every single New Year's Eve from the time I was 15 years old until I was well into my 30s, it is my least favorite night to go out.
Yeah, then Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of going out on Valentine's Day.
I will be happy to work for a restaurant if you're listening on New Year's Eve, but I will not eat in your restaurant. So, you know, a lot of expectations, a lot of drinking, and a lot of pressure. So it's a difficult night to work. Let's go to Annie in Leawood. Annie?
Hi, I just wanted to tell you about Harvey's at Union Station. I went down there because somebody told me about their pale ale cheese soup, and it was excellent. Had a whole lunch meal there with a Reuben and sweet potato fries, and it was a really good experience. Beautiful atmosphere.
Good.
Yeah, and you know what? I've had that cheese soup. It's very. Do they still put popcorn in it?
Yeah, they do. They put popcorn on top, which is a a cute little touch.
Mm-hmm. You know how I love those cute little touches, and I loved that. Mm-hmm. That was great. And, you know, Harvey's is in Union Station in the middle, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you go on the second floor, you can see all the holiday decorations.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a cute touch. Yes. Let's go to Annette in Kansas City.
Happy holidays.
Hi, Annette.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great.
Okay, happy Gillis for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Especially their biscuits and gravy. Mm. And, of course, lunch for their soups. And then dinner at Las Tules with their pork chili.
Oh, Las Tules, yes.
Hmm.
Which I'm going to be interested to see how their business changes, if it does, with the new
crazy.
Performing Arts Center. Yeah,
it's crazy. You have to, like, get there early.
And is it hard to find a place to park now?
Yes, you got to park around the back, sneak in the back door.
Okay.
All right.
What is the exit? That's on Broadway and what?
Oh, gracious.
17th.
Yeah,
right there by the Webster House, too.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you the cross street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, okay.
16th,
okay.
17th.
Great. Thank you so much, Annette. And we are taking your phone calls, by the way, at 816-235-2888, or you can send us an email to the Walt Bodine Show at kcr.org, as several people have, including Don, who writes, the Martin City Microbrewery has a terrific four-cheese grilled sandwich. And my friend said it was the best grilled cheese sandwich he had ever eaten. They also serve a great chili, and it's chilly time of weather.
It is chilly weather.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to Dwight, I think it is. Dwight in Olathe.
Yes,
okay, great.
Buenos dias.
Si.
Como está?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted? So there's a place, a gentleman has a little, like, a Mexican convenience store, like in a little shopping center, like in Ridgeview in Olathe. But what he does is that he cooks carnitas in his backyard.
Really?
Is that legal?
It's good.
And then he brings him. Then he brings the meat in. And
no, he sells them out of his backyard. It's about $6 a pound.
Really?
It's on Lula and Ridgeview. I think it's 12-13 Lula. You know, you get there around 9 o'clock in the morning, and he's good to go. He wakes up around like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and he starts cooking it.
Wow.
Hope the Kansas Health Department isn't
listening
to the show today.
Yeah. You may have outed him, you know?
Yeah.
But, okay.
But it's really good. If you guys want to, go down there with, about $20 worth and just go down there and get yourself some real good carnitas, I recommend that.
That sounds great. I love carnitas.
I do, too.
So, yeah, let's go, Chris, before they shut down. Okay. That's great. Thank you for that great suggestion. Let's go to Richard and Lawrence.
Hey there.
Hey, Richard.
I would like to recommend a place that I found in Baldwin, Kansas, called Feaster's Bistro. And what makes it pretty unique is, first of all, I know the cook, and that always helps.
Whose name is Feaster?
Chris Feaster, yeah. Exactly.
I wish his name was Fester. Fester Feaster.
Well, actually, he spells bistro as B-E-A-S-T-R-O. So
a cute touch.
Rhymes more or less. But what makes this place pretty unique, and especially for Baldwin, is that it's a farm-to-table restaurant.
Right.
All summer long, Chris had a stand at the farmer's market here in Lawrence, and he would go around the farmer's market and pick up all his produce and all his stuff and then cook it right there in the farmer's market for you. And he took it that one step further and opened up a restaurant now where everything is fresh and the menu changes with whatever is seasonal. Someone brought in a bunch of collard greens, and the next day it was on the menu.
So, it's a cute place. I've actually eaten there myself. I agree with you. It's a nice food with, you know, delicious and interesting. That's a very odd building. I can't quite figure it out. It looks like it's two houses that were put together or something like that.
A house that became a church that became a restaurant, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but Chris is pretty inventive, and if you ever get there, it's well worth the drive to Baldwin. If you ever get there, and he's a specialist in pulled pork. If it's anywhere on the menu, you should definitely get that.
Well, I have one thing to ask, because I am eager to go back to Feaster's, but is there anything else to do when I'm in Baldwin City? I mean, you know, since I'm there,
I think no.
Since I'm there, I thought maybe I would do something, but I think that may be.
You can fill up your gas tank.
There you go.
Okay. Okay. Well, I thought that Casey's kind of looked alluring. The telephone number is 816-235-2888. We're here with Mary Block, Christine Basica, and Gloria Gale, and the legendary Walpodine. Lindsay in Prairie Village writes, I thought my college-aged children would be excited to hear I had purchased a turkey to cook for Christmas, but alas, they were not. That sounds like something I would have said about my mother. My daughter pointing out that we have had a holiday tradition of eating a late and leisurely lunch at Christmas Day at the Red Snapper, which I had no idea that was open, at 85th and Ward Parkway. So that's where you will find us again, keeping the tradition alive.
Oh,
wow.
I love that place.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
All right. Yeah. You know, I think I would rather eat out at Christmas than cook now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm making 17 pounds of short ribs, so I pretty much agree.
We'll be over.
Yeah. I'll bring the carnitas this year. Yeah.
I'm making one with beer and the other with Lou Jane's recipe with Coke and bourbon. So two different kinds.
Boy, that sounds great.
We'll
have Gloria in Fairway calling us. Gloria?
Hi. I grew up in Baldwin, and this time of year, there probably isn't much else to do.
Oh, okay.
But I'm calling about Chaco's on Johnson Drive.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
And also, my daughter and I always go for Christmas and Thanksgiving to the Savoy Grill.
Wonderful. Now, I don't think, is that open Christmas Day? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
It's cool. I know it's open Christmas Eve.
That's when we go.
Okay.
So we go then. But it is open on Thanksgiving, and it is wonderful.
It's
classic.
It's a classic in Kansas City.
Uh-huh, and it's a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, but, you know, it has that Savoy Grill twist. We have, for example, it starts out with shrimp cocktail or oysters on the half shell.
You know, and thank you so much, Gloria. That's a great suggestion. You just don't find menus like that anymore.
Crackers, you mean?
No.
Well, no, you know what? I had dinner there, what was it, last week or the week before with Anthony Bourdain?
Oh, yeah.
And he loved the crackers.
Oh, good.
And the cellophane wrap crackers on the table. He was less entranced by the food, but, you know, we all know and love the Savoy for what it is. And
did
the
you go
fact
anywhere
that
else?
Has,
with Anthony?
With Anthony.
Isn't that enough?
Okay.
Yeah, he was sick of me by the end of that meal. 816-235-2888. And you could send us an email to walpodineshow@kcr.org. On Facebook, Nicole says her best meal of 2011 was dinner at Pandolfi's. And I'm glad she brought that up because I have actually eaten dinner there last weekend. Mm-hmm. I was taken. No one ever takes me out to dinner, not even Mary Block, who's threatened to for years. But
I've taken you out for lunch.
It's not good enough. But
wow.
Pandolfi's Deli down in Columbus Park. Mary, you would like it a lot.
And it's recently open for dinner, right?
Right. Just on the weekend. 2 nights a week, okay. Friday and Saturday. I want to put a shout out to my friends Eric and Jen who took me. It was delicious. Grant, forgive me, I will not remember your last name, but Grant is the chef. He worked with Selena Teo at The American. He's a very talented chef. It is not an elaborate menu, but what they had, everything was really, really good.
Pasta, I assume?
There's some pasta, some interesting starters, a great vegetarian lentil soup that I thought was delicious. Price is very reasonable, and it's charming at night.
Can you really make a reservation?
Absolutely. I would suggest making reservations. It's Pandolfi's Deli on 5th and Campbell.
Yeah.
It's the old funeral home, but let's don't go there. So 816-235-2888 if you want to call us on the Walt Bodin Show. Chris, what was your most memorable meal?
Well, when I started thinking about that, and I came up with so many, I had a superb and excellent, excellent, wonderful meal at Story this year with fish that was perfectly done, which I think is hard to find. And then I started thinking, I can't do this because I have my favorite restaurant, which is consistent, and I always, always love it. And you know what? And you always make a face, but it's The American, and it's
awesome. Why do I make a face? I love The American.
Well, good, because I think it's just...
I can't afford The American, but I love it.
Well, we don't go that often. But then I started thinking specifics, and recently I had a squash or pumpkin soup in three different places, and each one was
completely different.
Yes, and completely, completely delicious at Tre Sovine. The Rieger Hotel at Story. And I did that all in about 3 weeks, I think, for some reason. And each one was better than the last. And I thought, oh, my gosh, soup. Who would have thunk?
I want to put a shout out. And you know, we really should, you know, talk a little bit more about this, about the great new restaurants that opened in 2011.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Story, I think, was one of the great assets we had. And it's in the Prairie Village Shopping Center.
Right.
I don't know the exact address, but somebody will. And
and the other one that opened in Prairie Village.
Tavern in the Village.
Which is really popular and good.
Very.
Oh, and on that note, I'll get back to the thing I talked about at the previous before we took a break. A moment of silence for Skies, Benton's, Peppercorn Duck Club, Cafe Seed, and all the other restaurants that closed in 2011. And I just want to remind you, if there is a restaurant you love and you want to, you know, keep it open, you need to go there.
Yeah, and tell us about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I never thought I would see the day when Skies closed. I thought it was one of the most popular restaurants in Kansas City.
Yeah, Cafe Rue closed.
Yep. Cafe Rue, that was not one of the most popular restaurants in Kansas City. So 816-235-2888. Let's go to Carrie in Weston.
Hi. I was calling to say that the Vineyards restaurant is just one of the nicest things in Weston. Well, there's a lot of great restaurants, but it's just incredibly done, and the waiters, they all can help you pick out a great wine, and the menu's always different, and if you have any special needs, like vegetarian, I mean, they take care of that. It's just a really nice experience.
And that's a great old standard that's been around quite a while, so that's great.
Well, yeah, the former owners of it, or the former cooks took it over a couple of years ago as their own, and they just really kept the quality is awesome. So.
That's wonderful. That's really good news. Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you, Carrie.
Thanks.
And we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888, or you can send us an email like Daniel did in Westport saying that his great meal of 2011 was at that little restaurant. I don't even know if they have a dining room because I'm embarrassed to say I've never eaten at the Rockin' Moroccan on 39th Street.
Is that where you sit on the floor? Or you sit on cushions or something.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they do have a dining room.
I know it's a carryout window.
Right. Okay. Next to it they have a...
Yeah. Let's go to Lynn in Shawnee.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn.
My husband and I have recently started going to the Gaslight Grill out in Leawood, and we have really found it to be consistently good. And the jazz band that plays there during the week and on the weekends is just a wonderful addition to the whole atmosphere. The owner comes up to the table to see how your meal was. It's very traditional, and we really, really enjoy it.
That's great. I heard the music there's great.
Mm-hmm. It's outstanding, really, really outstanding. And you can have dinner in the main dining room and then take your drinks to the back and have dessert or have drinks and just listen, and it's a wonderful evening.
That's great.
The address is where?
Oh, Walt wants to know where the address is, Lynn.
Well, it's Nall and Rowe at about 100 and right off 135th. I think it used to be the Plaza 3 yes. South location.
That is exactly where it was, yes. That's great, Lynn. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Gaslight Grill. You know, it's hard to find. I think you could dance there, too. Am I correct about that?
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I've not.
Well, I.
Yeah.
I did, I think, if I remember. Let's go to Judy in Overland Park.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Judy.
Good. We went to the Urban Table in Corinth. You're talking about new restaurants in 2011.
Uh-huh.
And they just opened this year. They have a great breakfast.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, okay.
And they have
their
great
French toast was amazing.
I had the French toast. It was very, very good.
I think it's chocolate.
I thought it was delicious. I love the orange flavoring to it.
Oh, maybe it's one.
I think people like it best for breakfast out of all three meals of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think that breakfast is the best.
All right. No one's brought up the best breakfast of the year, so that's a good one. Let's go to Nancy in Prairie Village.
This is a follow-up about the tavern in the village. In fact, I was going to call about it before you guys mentioned it, but I think my best meal was the trout. From the tavern in the village. It was excellent. It was so good.
You know, they actually fished that trout out of a little stream in Prairie Village. Farm to table, right. Yes.
And just a quick story. My nephew went there a couple of weeks after I did, and he started talking about having been to the tavern. He had this wonderful trout. He didn't know I'd been, nor that is what I had. Mm. So.
Well,
the drink was not very good, but the trout was excellent.
What did you have to drink?
I had a vodka gimlet. And you know, I think you're supposed to make it with Rosa's lime juice.
You are.
I think they used Squirt. Do you remember Squirt?
I do. Yeah, the soda pop, yes. Yeah. You know, as a former bartender, let me tell you that most people under 40 do not know what a gimlet is. You know?
But they're back.
Are they back?
Yeah,
but David
back.
Is a good bartender, and he mixes up some good drinks.
Okay. Who's that?
That was the bartender there. So maybe he just wasn't on duty that night.
Right.
Go.
Maybe it was his night off.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have to do a whole separate show just on gimlets. You know?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a short show. Yeah.
I'm eager to talk to, hold on, is it Suzanne in Leawood?
Yes, uh-huh. Well, I like Californos to stop in for a drink. I do love a $5 glass of wine, and sometimes I'll split an entree with a friend and just, you know, spend some time. They never rush you. It has a real European feel to it, and it's quiet.
And do you ever order a gimlet there?
I just order wine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how Gloria is. No gimlets for that girl.
No.
Reva in St. Joseph, Missouri.
Hi there.
Hi, Reva.
Hi. My husband and I discovered a new restaurant in St. Joseph. It's called Bad Art Bistro. And wonderfully prepared chef dishes, different every night. And
well, first, Reva, tell us where. I'm a little bit familiar with St. Joe. Where in St. Joe is the Bad Art Bistro? Because I'm eager to go.
It is right next to the historic Missouri Theater.
Oh, okay, downtown.
Uh-huh, downtown on Edmond. And so you could plan to go to a show at the Missouri Theater and have dinner at the bistro. But it's just wonderful food, excellent lamb. But I would recommend reservations if it's on a Friday or Saturday night.
Is it a tiny restaurant?
No, actually, they do have some Italian dishes, fish, prime rib. It's just a variety of entrees.
Now, I do have to ask.
The owner is actually from France.
Oh, ooh la la. Well, let me ask you this. Is the art in there bad?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We're there. We are so there. All right. 816-235-2888. We're coming to the top of the hour, and we only have time for a few more phone calls. So let's go to Dick in Lee Summit.
Hey. I just wanted to call about the El Dorado. It's a new restaurant in Greenwood. I've got a very nice menu, and they come up with some very creative specials, and they don't go crazy with hot sauce. So, and drinks are very reasonable. It's very good.
Is it a Mexican restaurant?
Yes.
All right.
El Dorado.
Well, I guess that could have been,
gold.
Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could have been gold.
Well, all right. That's a place we'll all go to, El Dorado, I guess. And where is Greenwood? I'm embarrassed to ask.
South. It's at 291 and 150, okay. Right in that area.
All right. And we are still taking phone calls at 816-235-2888. And let's go to Mark in – is it Mark in Independence?
It is.
What's up,
Hello,
Mark?
Hello, Charles.
Hello. You have a question or a comment for us?
Actually, you were mentioning the best places where you had your best meal in the past year, and one that you've reviewed, Real Jalisco in Blue Springs.
Oh, I like that place, yeah.
It's wonderful, and the two brothers from Jalisco State, Sergio and Joe, basically brought up their mother's recipes from Jalisco, and it's the difference between Mexican food and Mexican cuisine. It's absolutely glorious.
And not very expensive, if I remember.
No, it's very reasonably priced, and you will see things on the menu there that likely you've never experienced.
Okay. I think I felt that way, yeah. All right, Mark, that's a great suggestion. Let's go to Allie in Kansas City, Missouri.
I'd like to recommend Succotash for a wonderful breakfast.
Good choice.
Yep, good.
Yeah. All right. Beth Barden's a very talented chef, and you know, she moved from her place at the City Market. I don't think a lot of people still understand that. And the new place is what, 26th and Holmes? Am I correct? Yeah.
Yes, just south of Children's Mercy,
and much bigger.
Much bigger. Right, yeah. Much more interesting, and it's haunted. Did you know that?
Yep.
You did. All right. You know, it's amazing that people know about ghosts. Yeah, not just me.
But do they believe in them? That's what
I do. Jane, that's another show. Jane writes us at walbodineshow.org. I know this show is about restaurants that are open on Christmas. Well, actually, it's not, but okay. I'm so distraught about the news that the Sharps in Brookside is closing.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to get excited about other places. Their biscuits and gravy are beyond compare. The omelet's terrific. No, she writes here the owner is remodeling and will open again, but it's Forbes
Michael
Cross
Ford, right.
is going to open Forbes a Michael, grill. Yeah, the owners of Sharps, I think, is retiring, but and you know what? Brookside can use a Sharp's grill.
Yeah.
Michael Forbes grill. I don't think they'll be serving breakfast, though, I don't think.
That would be a loss, actually.
Yeah. And across the street, it's going to be a new Panera,
right.
which is unfortunate. Mm.
Oh.
You don't like Panera?
I love Panera, but I would rather not see it in the middle of Brookside. Mm-hmm. I'd like to keep the chains
I think the Brooksiders might disagree with you.
Maybe so.
Yeah. You know, we all want a croissant at some point. 816-235-2888. We're coming to the top of the hour, but we have time for Lizzie here. Lizzie in Mission?
Yes.
What do you want to tell us, Lizzie?
Well, last night I went to the El Salvadoreño in Old Overland Park.
Oh, yeah.
And their food is amazing, but the service, I think they need a couple more servers. It took forever to get our food, but it was worth the wait.
Well, I noticed that the servers all wear, like, soccer jerseys, so I thought maybe they were out in the parking lot, you know, kicking a ball around.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's a family-owned place, and it's, you know, very appealing.
Mm-hmm.
The lighting. Yeah. Oh, the lighting, though. It's like being
well, it's very open and it's not very loud in there, which was nice.
Yeah, it's very small.
Yes.
But, the food's good.
Food is good.
Did you like the slaw? The curtito?
I didn't try the slaw, but I love the crema. Their sour cream is just off the hook. It's awesome.
That's fabulous. All right. Well, thank you so much. Am I the only one that's been there yet from this panel?
I think so.
Yeah.
I walked by.
All right. I can't believe you.
I'll go.
You'll go.
Yeah.
They have pupusas and all kinds of good things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I don't know. We're coming up to the top of the hour.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, what's your best meal of the year?
I would say the El Comedor at Port Fonda in the food truck.
Mm.
Actually, all my favorite meals were experiences. The Boulevard Brewmaster luncheon was fabulous, and the meal at Green Dirt Farm. Just kind of makes it more fun to have an experience with your meal.
We're just going to take one last phone call from Lisa in Overland Park. Lisa, quickly, what do you want to tell us?
I just wanted to also say that I love the soup at Great Day Cafe in downtown Overland Park.
That Great Day, it's been a great day for the Great Day Cafe here, we do love the soups anywhere. You
That's
know.
Right.
We should do a soup show soon.
We should. Yeah.
You've had a lot of soups lately.
I have. I love soup.
This is the time of year.
I know it. Oh, yeah. Well, it's that time. Okay. I want to remind you that you can subscribe to the Walt Bodine Show podcast and find archives of our past shows by visiting kcor.org and clicking on the Walt Bodine Show. Our show is produced by Andrea Salenzi. Our announcer is Kim Noble. I want to thank my fellow food critics, Christine, Mary, and Gloria to the highest gale. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm Charles Ferruzza. This is the Walt Bodine Show. Have a fabulous holiday.
Thank you.
Same to you.